A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord, "You, son of man, I have appointed watchmen for the house of Israel. When you hear me say anything, you shall warn them for me. If I tell the wicked, 'O wicked one, you shall surely die,' and you do not speak out to dissuade the wicked from his way, the wicked will die for his guilt, but I will hold you responsible for his death. But if you warn the wicked, trying to turn him from his way, and he refuses to turn from his way, he shall die for his guilt, but you shall save yourself." The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commandments there may be, are summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no evil to the neighbor, hence love is the fulfillment of the law. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. These words are taken from the first reading, which we heard proclaimed. You shall save yourself. Bending one's ear. Earlier this week, I was looking at the church ordo, and the purpose of the ordo is to know what we are to masses and readings for the whole church year, starting with the first Sunday of Advent and concluding the Saturday of ordinary time. And I noticed with great delight that yesterday was the optional memorial for St. Teresa of Calcutta. I think all of us know the saint very well, and I think she certainly, if anybody should have made a saint, it was her. But there's things that we do know about her, but there are things, too, that we don't know about her. And maybe one of the things you don't know about her was that she had the Pope's ear, or as we now know him as St. John Paul II. Whenever they would meet, he would bend an ear and she would tell him things, just as much as he would bend her ear and tell her things. And I would imagine that towards the end of both of their lives, she would give encouragement to him who was suffering from Parkinson's, and he gave her encouragement because she had what was called the dark night of the soul. meaning that she went through a time in her life where she was even wondering the thing she was doing was even worthwhile. Was there any benefit to what she was doing? And I'm sure the Holy Father helped her through that time. Bending one's ear. We heard that today in our first reading taken from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. God, who had appointed Ezekiel to be a prophet, also had a time to bend his ear. Last Sunday, we heard from the prophet Jeremiah. These two, plus two others, are considered the major prophets in the Old Testament. We heard last Sunday how Jeremiah bent God's ear as he stood before him and said, "Lord, you duped me," which was to translate, "You deceived me," or "You seduced me to being a prophet." It was not easy being a prophet, and especially Jeremiah, who felt the threats every day from top to bottom. People complained to what he heard. But even though that Jeremiah even voiced he didn't want to be a prophet or even why he was born, he said, "I feel this gnawing within me that God is telling me to go forward," which he did. Now, Ezekiel was prophesying about the same time as Jeremiah. And these two prophets were telling about the impending destruction of the city of Jerusalem and losing the kingdom of Judah. But something that's unique about Ezekiel is this, in two things. First of all, in this passage, he says that God has appointed me to be watchman. He was to watch for this time to come and tell people that the city and the kingdom will fall. But also what God tells Jeremiah as he bends his ear, tells him that he says, you are to go forth and you are to tell people of this impending destruction in the hopes that there might be some people who would convert to realize this is all done because of their sinfulness. But what is interesting, what he tells them is this. He says that if you don't do this, you shall be held liable for their death. It was because you were to go forth, and if you choose not to, I will hold you responsible. But however, if you do go forth and call people to conversion, but they don't, you shall save yourself because you have done what I've asked you to do, and you have tried to go forth to call people to conversion. A couple of Sundays ago, I told you that part of our vocation as a Catholic and Christian is to help people on their way to salvation. A number of years ago when I was a small boy, there was one commercial that stood out on television that every now and then I think of it to show us how important our example is. The commercial, in a very short period of time, 60 seconds or less, showed a young father and his son. And the son would imitate everything that his father would do. When they got to a nice big tree, they sat down, and the father pulled out a cigarette and lit up. The son looked at him. He looked at the pack of cigarettes. And the whole purpose was is to try to get people to quit smoking. This young boy perhaps might have been confused because his father was smoking and yet told his son, "You can't," or "You shouldn't." What we hear in our passage for today is to renew our commitment, what we must do to help people on their way to eternal salvation. You and I, we hope the salvation will be won for us, but we too have to, by our words and our example, tell people of the coming of the Lord. We must know first that, first of all, salvation we hope is won for us and that we're ready for it. Are we living an appropriate life that is worthy of the kingdom? We have to do that first if we can set the example. And so God's word to us as he bends our ears is this: be ready for the coming of the Lord and have your life ready and dedicated to carrying out God's word, that we are to bring that message to others. As what God told Ezekiel, if you do not, I hold others responsible, you for the responsibility of their death. But if you have done so, you will win for yourself eternal salvation. We hope and pray that the Lord will speak to us again, and we listen attentively to help each and every one of us on our way toward eternal salvation by listening to God's word, his direction, which leads us ultimately to him and to his kingdom where we truly want to belong.